Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the Tigers' free agent signings took place last week. Switch-hitting outfielder Robbie Grossman does a lot of everything. Played with the Astros, the Twins, most recently with the Oakland Athletics. And he joins us now. Thanks for getting up early, Robbie. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing pretty good, thank you. I assume since you are from the state of Texas, and actually people thought you were going to go to Texas, you had a little interest watching the little football game last night, just a guess?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a great game. Of course, Alabama rolled again.
Now, so I assume, since you were going to go there, that you are a Longhorn fan, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you had to be pretty happy watching your next coach's Sarkisian devise a pretty damn good offensive game plan, huh?
I mean, he dialed up some plays last night you haven't seen before, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. All right, I do want to ask you one other weird football question. And in doing some research, I see that you went to the same high school at the same time, I believe, as former, I don't know what to call him, legend, YouTube sensation, Sam McGuffey. Is that correct?
That is correct. We grew up in the same neighborhood, and I've known him for a long time.
So when he was the YouTube sensation and people around here were going crazy, he's coming to Michigan, what was that like for you?
It was fun to watch him in high school. Like I said, we grew up together. We played together in junior high. I saw the whole transformation and the flips over people. So that was something cool to see and talk about now as time's passed.
Is there anything that he did on those YouTubes or those flips over people that you're like, hey, I can do that too?
Well, I think the funny thing is that he was doing that when we were young, when we were junior high and early in high school before it even got on the internet. So when it got on the internet, everyone was like, well, I've seen him do this before. It's nothing special.
I mean, John can point this out better than I can. He did have that great game against Notre Dame as a freshman and then pretty much went downhill after that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he was on the Olympic team for what, or tried to be on the Olympic team for what?
Bobsled.
Yeah.
He's taking an interesting route.
That's pretty cool. So have you. I mean, this is going to be your fourth major league team. A.J. Hinch was a manager briefly for you with you in Houston for one season. Did he help convince you to come here?
I chatted with him a little bit before I made the decision, and I'm excited to be a Tiger. I'm excited to get down to Lakeland and get started. And I think that everyone will see the fans, front office, will see the kind of energy that AJ brings every day and the difference he's going to make from day one.
What is it that you bring to the Tigers? What if you're talking to AJ or if you're talking to Mr. Avila, what is it that you bring to the Tigers this year?
Look, I've been privileged to play this game as long as I've had. I've been around a lot of clubhouses. I've been around a lot of cultures. I'm going to bring everything I have. I was just in Oakland the last couple of years where the winning culture was stained everywhere there. And trying to bring that attitude and that energy to the ballpark every single day in a Detroit Tiger uniform.
How much are there similarities, you think, between the youth movement here, the rebuild that went on in your first few years in Houston as they got ready to explode?
I've looked over the roster. I did my studying about who they have and and what they need. And I was looking at my time with Houston and my time with Minnesota just a few years ago, and it was just all young guys. And I've been around the situation. I've been around where young guys are trying to get up and make a name for themselves, and I've been in the shoes myself. And I know what it's like. I know what to expect, and I'm looking forward to getting down there and getting started.
Robbie Grossman of the Detroit Tigers joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Always ask the new guys, what's going to be like to be in the same locker room as Miguel Cabrera?
Oh, man. Guaranteed Hall of Famer. A guy that is one of the prettiest right-handed swings in the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to just watching him do his work and watching him hit and see how he really is behind in the clubhouse. And because I played him on the other side many, many games.
When you mentioned this earlier, the privilege to play this game as long as you have, you're 31, and in a regular year with, 162 games, there are times where it's a job. But there are other times where, that privilege, it does come to the forefront and you're just a kid playing the game. How do you manage the length of a season and how much fun do you still have playing the game of baseball?
Look, this is my passion. I have the same passion that when I was 5 years old for this game. It is a job, though, and I think it's something that I'll bring to the clubhouse. Hey, you got a place to be every day, but this is your job. But we're gonna have fun doing it because this is the greatest game in the world.
What's your best attribute on the field?
Quality of bat. I'm gonna bring a quality of bat every time. I measure my bats about. There's good bats, there's bad at bats in baseball, and the more good at bats you're going to have every night, the better chance you have to win.
I know there are a lot of dads who coach their sons and through Little League and all that stuff. You're a switch hitter. How do you learn or how do you teach somebody to switch hit?
don't do it, first of all. I was weird growing up, and I always give my dad a hard time. I threw left-handed, hit right-handed until I was about 17. And I told my dad, I was like, hey, I told my high school summer ball coach, I said, hey, I want to switch hit. Like, I want to play this game as long as I can. And if I throw left-handed, hit right-handed, I'm not going to have too much success. Like, that's going to be really hard for me. So decided to start switch hitting about 17, and that was one of my big decisions to get in pro ball out of high school because I wanted to bat and I wanted to get better and learn how to hit left-handed.
Well, Ricky Henderson did that, right?
Yeah, but Ricky's a whole different animal.
For a guy that loves the game as much as you do and the energy that you bring, how frustrating was last year's baseball season because it was short, because it was postponed, because there was protocol, just for you going through it? What was that experience like and the level of frustration?
I think it was frustrating. Just not being able to spend as much time at the field and with my teammates and for something that I'm really passionate about. But when you got out there, you're like, man, what's going on in the world? We're very lucky that we at least even get to put on a uniform and play a game.
What was playing in Oakland like? I mean, I know when the Tigers used to play there in the playoffs, those fans are freaking wild. Obviously, last year, no fans, but the year before, that got to be a fun place to play.
Look, they definitely get the most of what they have. Players, fans, everything over there. It's a winning culture, though. That's what they have and the expectation every day when you go to the ballpark to win. And you expect to win every night, and we're going to bring that to Detroit and make that a possibility.
Hey, what was it like being on the same team as former Tiger Mike Fiers, especially in the offseason, as you know, when he revealed all the stuff about the Astros? Was that weird for you? You weren't on the Astros during those years where they won and with the cheating, but was it strange for you? Because you knew a lot of those guys as well.
Yeah. No, I know Mike, and he chose to do what he did, and just looking forward to Mike chose to do that, and it's he saw the reaction from fans and players, and we're moving forward and hopefully become better as a sport because of it.
you mentioned, and Stoney asked earlier about, you know, learning to be a switch hitter. I've always wondered when, because you don't have a lengthy career unless you're a student of the game and you're trying to master your craft. How different is it for you as a switch hitter to study pitchers, having to study them from both sides of the plate? How much different is that than if somebody was just batting from one side?
Great question. I don't think it's too much different. I think it just goes back to being like what it entails to being a switch hitter. It just, you have to put more time in because you get two swings to manage instead of just one. It's just time based, and the switch hitting is just it's just more effort.
Well, we wish you good luck. Hopefully, you'll be part of this is Rebuild City. All our teams here, the Red Wings, the Pistons, the Lions, and the Tigers, are going through rebuild. So. Detroit sports fans are a little bit of a dry spell right now. So we hope you can help with the rebuild, and who knows, a couple of years, the Tigers will be back in the playoffs.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going out there and earning the respect of the Tigers fans, and I couldn't be more excited.
All right, thanks a lot, Robbie. Robbie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Robbie Grossman there was powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!